This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Let's get the G-Men nonsense out of the way. It seems to be the theme.
Thank God you selected that because I wanted to do the same thing. So Kafka said today no changes to the coaching staff. Is anybody surprised at that? I would be surprised if there were changes. I assume that the only change happened last week and this is going to be it, the remaining seven games or whatever it is now.
Well, I mean, it's an awful look. I mean, I say this with sensitivity, but what the hell does he have to do for Shane Bowen to get fired?
I know, but he's not going to get fired.
Why not? He stinks.
I know, but wouldn't you think the time to do it would have been when they fired Dable a week ago? That, to me, would have been the right timing.
Yes, I do. So they butchered that, but it doesn't mean that you get it wrong for the rest of the next seven or eight games. Come on.
What's the difference with the remaining schedule now at this point? We all know he should have been fired.
Optics.
And now you're starting to see some stories in the media. Well, maybe he's not that bad. Oh, yeah, Bowen's being creative. Okay,
yeah,
that's great.
He's not that bad. Okay.
Yeah, that's great. They're awful. They've been awful. He's got to go. Yeah. Kafka's got to go. They all have to go. Shane's got to go. So for me, it's just a finish it out, play out the string, because there aren't any better options, and just get rid of everybody at the end of the year. That's at least what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's going to be the case or not, but that's where I'm at with that. I wouldn't expect any changes until the end of the season.
Listen, I don't need Joe Shane out the door today. I've said that. You know, when Dable was still employed, I'm like, well, at some point you're going to have to do something. I was more with Shane once the season ends, just because you're going to need somebody from like a clerical point of view. You know, the rosters and the taxi squad, little stuff like that. The trade deadline, obviously, which was early November. So it was more about the coaching. And as long as Shane is, you know, relieved at the end of the year, I think that that'll make sense for the Giants. But you cannot have a coach who still walks into the building when you've given up four fourth quarter leads. Yeah. You can't do it. I don't care if it's the linebackers coach, the safety coach, the defensive line coach, the quality control coach. Somebody has got to take over the defense and just try. Even, again, I hate the word because it sounds lazy, but it really applies here. Even if it's just addressing the optics of the situation, every game you lose because your defense collapses in the fourth quarter. The head coach is gone. This dude's got a job?
Yeah.
No way.
No. Shane and Bowen, Joe Shane and Bowen should both be fired. And I think that they will eventually, especially if it continues to lose. Okay, now for the other
part. Non-Giant. I think I know where you're going. Go ahead.
Did you see our
Bowen? There's no way he was going to lose that fight.
Did you see it?
I saw all the... I didn't see it live. You saw it live, right? I saw the highlights.
Because I was watching a show with my wife. We got into that... what the hell is the name of it? The Beast in Me or something like that Carrie Bradshaw. Claire Danes. Thank you. You know, from Homeland, Claire Danes.
I love Claire. We talked about it before.
We binged show and it was fantastic. So in the middle of that, Hoff texted me something about, hey, I met Bo Nichols' parents, because he went. Hoff went to the Bo Nichols' parents. They love the interview you guys did with them.
Oh, nice.
And I'm like, hey, remind me, shoot me a text when he's about to start.
Uh-huh.
And tell me when YouTube now, they got ABC and
I saw that.
Okay, so we're good to go. Get ESPN back. So go text me where I can watch it and when it's about to start. And I interrupted our show, our stream, and we went to watch the Bo Nichols thing.
He's badass, bro. He had a lot to prove. He couldn't lose two in a row. And the reaction when he double birded the crowd.
Yeah.
I did not think that he had that kind of edge. I mean, I know he was a great fighter.
I didn't know he was like, yeah, the villain.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he took on that dark villainous hat for the night. And I did watch his post-fight press conference.
Okay.
And he was very classy. He said, listen, that's generally not me. And it's not personal. But his exact words were, I had to defend myself. They were on me. I had to let them know that that I can't accept that, but it wasn't personal.
Hoff, were they booing him or just that the fight was nothing was going on at that particular point?
Well, there was certain parts in the fight that were a little lull.
Yeah, okay.
But they were booing him because they think that he's a little overrated to a lot of fans.
Yeah, definitely booing
him. He's been on a lot of like main events on the pay-per-views, and people think that it's not warranted, so he kind of shut people
okay,
up with
so
that
from, so from yep. a, like, I have no idea. This was actually the first UFC fight that I've watched start to finish.
Ever?
But UFC, yes.
Wow.
Start to finish of a... It starts...
Yeah, until, no, I got you. We got a winner, sure.
First one. I've seen highlights of others, yes. And both my wife and I were like, ugh.
Oh,
like,
it's nasty, man. It's those guys.
Boxing, I've watched, so I can understand the feel of that. In this particular, and there are a lot of times where it's like, God, these guys aren't doing anything. They're dancing around, they're jabbing, they're playing.
You're trying to get that leverage angle to go for the kill.
But then I can understand the boos coming in because as a fan, I'm sitting there frustrated watching. In this particular fight, I thought there was pretty good action right from the get-go. Now I'm rooting for Bo Nickel, and I see him pounding the other guy. I think that there's pretty good action. All right, was there a lull? Sure. Until
we have no
patience.
We have no patience. That crowd was booing everybody. Whereas if there was like a minute of like nothing happening, people booed.
To see him, to have him come in and hang out with us for a little bit and tell us not only would I bet it, I'd hammer it.
He did.
And then to watch him go out there and kick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Literally the crap. Well, not literally the crap. You get the point. Although we don't know, I didn't check his underpants. But he kicked him in the head to the point where he knocked him out. I mean, that would have been the bet him to knock out, win by knockout.
I know it's a BT and Sal mojo, and he just exuded a very clear level of confidence and focus. Now I'm sure that the other fighter was kind of feeling that going in as well, but he just seemed
jacked.
No, he was definitely bigger. Bo Nickel is not incredibly imposing. Like he stood next to us. Yeah. Until he got me in the wrist lock, and my wrist was like screaming for 2 hours. Basically,
anybody with those ears like that, to me, that's physically imposing. Yeah, I'm not messing with somebody that's got those ears.
Well, they all have that for the most part. That's from the wrestling,
the wrestling side of things. Yeah, when you're on the ground, jujitsu, even too.
Oh yeah.
I was at a party prior, and I met his Bo Nickel's mother, dad, which they loved you guys. I thought you guys had an amazing interview. We also met his sisters, and JD was with me, so I had JD hang with his younger sister, and they were talking a lot.
How old is the younger sister?
I think she's in college. Or
she's a little bit too old for JD.
Well, yes, but okay.
Well, I mean, just
he
asking.
Was very happy. I'll show you pictures later on.
Yeah, okay.
But she was set because he was asking about, like, you know, how this fight's going to go. She goes, "I don't know who this guy is, but Bo is going to knock him the F out."
Really?
She was very convinced. Now, I talked to the mother. She was a little concerned. She goes, "He doesn't have that killer instinct yet. I need him to pick that up."
Really?
Well, I
Isn't
saw
one of the
it.
Best
I
fighters mean, at Penn State. I mean, well, but wrestling's the best in the country.
Wrestling is different
I know.
Than going out there and killing your opponent
you.
On TV,
That's
basically.
True. That's true.
I'm surprised that people don't like him because in 10 minutes with him, fell in love with him. I think he's got a great personality.
He's a good dude.
Yeah, and then to watch him go out there and dominate the way that he did, he's got a fan in us, I know. I'll be following mm-hmm. him along his career. All right, BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call back to the Giants stuff, TC and CT. What's up, TC?
Hey, fellas, thanks for taking my call again. Always a pleasure. BT, you hit on the word earlier, optics. I think that's a big thing going forward with the Giants here. Everyone's calling for Joe Shane's head. But the director of player personnel is Tim McDonnell, a name that maybe not a lot of fans don't know. He's the grandson of Wellington. He's John Mara's nephew. He's been in the organization in a prominent role, picking players coming out of college for the last 13 years. And unless someone like him is shown the door as well, I don't think anything changes for the Giants moving forward. So if Joe Shane does get fired eventually, I want to see more than just him out the door, a full cleaning top to bottom. I know Mr. Mara has had his health problems. I don't know if it's the right time to kind of pull those triggers, but as a Giants fan who's been frustrated for as long as I have been, it's time for those guys to leave the organization and let actual football people take over.
It's not going
to
happen. I'm not saying that you're off base with that. You know, I'd have to really delve more deeply into what Tim does. I know that there's a strong family presence, and that's been criticized by many. And there's just not enough success. I'm certainly not putting it at his doorstep, but yeah, I mean, if it's a full evaluation, then it should be a full evaluation. But when family members are on the payroll, whether it's the Maras or others, it's not going to be a full transparent evaluation.
He addressed this years ago and was saying that a lot of the family members don't have ultimate say or say like that. But just if you're Joe Shane and or anybody, you put yourself in that spot where you get hired by an organization and the owner has family members throughout the front office staff that have anything to do with football decisions, for me, it would not be the most comfortable of situations.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way that I would put it. Now, it's his family. I would say, okay, well, that's great. You could find another way to employ them and maybe not have them anywhere around the football operations because clearly it's not working. Whatever you were doing or you thought could work, it hasn't worked. So if I'm running things, and I see that it hasn't worked for the better part of a decade, I'd have to really, and I've changed the head coaches and general managers multiple times over that decade, let's just say. Why wouldn't you just completely, again, not wiping your family out, but just completely change philosophy and have no family members in that front office whatsoever?
Yeah, I mean, blood's thicker than water. It's easy to say on the radio.
As far as football decisions.
Understood. That's why I really just don't know how much juice he has in those draft meetings and, you know, as they you know, divvy up the big board and, you know, when they start to plot things out for free agency. But, guys, just use common sense here. There's probably a reason why the Giants, you know, since Tom Coughlin was shown, I know Shermer was a head coach for a minute before that, but everybody that they brought in has been, you know, given a first chance elevation. Because and this is one of the things that has to worry about the direction of the Giants this offseason. And I'll just throw in that McCarthy, a Gruden, even a Salut Sal, even a Flores, whatever, if that legal issue was resolved. What established head coach or established general manager is going to step into this situation with the family dynamic that we know? It's not very desirable.
Right. Well, that's why if you really, truly do want to change everything up, you know, like the dust in this studio. If I continue to sneeze every time I'm in here because there are dust mites flying around everywhere, at some point, got to change it up. Maybe I'll get my dustpan, bring it from home, whatever I got to do. What do you call it? The little duster? Come in and get all this stuff out of here because I can't breathe in this studio. I'm fine at home. I was fine outside of here. I'm in here for 55 minutes, and all of a sudden, I'm sneezing like a maniac.
It's getting worse the last couple of weeks, I noticed, too. It's hitting you hard.
I know. So, but anyway.
You should have seen what I just saw.
Yeah, well,
it's an explosion.
I was trying to hold it, and then I realized I couldn't. So while you were talking, I thought maybe I could get a sneeze out. It turned into two sneezes, and I tried to blow my nose a little bit, not to mention on YouTube TV, so I apologize for that. But you got to do what you got to do to survive here. Anyway, point is, I got to clean this thing up. Otherwise, I'm going to continue to sneeze. If they don't clean up the front office, they're going to continue to lose. End of story. Who's making the football decisions? Anybody that has had any say in the football decisions, to me, should be out. Now, I'm not trying to...
Or at the very least, sincerely marginalized.
Yeah, or just moved. I would never fire family. Well, I shouldn't say never. It depends what family. You know, some uncles, cousins, maybe. Immediate family. I wouldn't fire them. But I certainly be like, all right, maybe you'd be best off in ticket sales as opposed to developing some of the talent here. BT,
let's go park some cars.
WFAN NFL football. You might make more money. $100
No, the Giants are 60. The Jets are 100.
WFAN NFL football powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.